Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, February 9, 2018 is Cragside. Cragside is a Victorian country house near the town of Rothbury in Northumberland, England. It was the home of William Armstrong, 1st Baron Armstrong, founder of the Armstrong Whitworth Armaments firm. An industrial magnate, scientist, philanthropist and inventor of the hydraulic crane and the Armstrong gun, Armstrong also displayed his inventiveness in the domestic sphere, making Cragside the first house in the world to be lit using hydroelectric power. The entire estate was technologically advanced. The architect of the house, Richard Norman Shaw, wrote that it was equipped with wonderful hydraulic machines that do all sorts of things. In the grounds, Armstrong built dams and created lakes to power a sawmill, a water-powered laundry, early versions of a dishwasher and a dumbwaiter, a hydraulic lift and a hydroelectric rotisserie. In 1887, Armstrong was raised to the peerage, the first engineer or scientist to be ennobled. He took his title from the name of his house, to become Baron Armstrong, of Cragside. The original building was a small shooting lodge which Armstrong built between 1862 and 1864. In 1869, he employed the architect Richard Norman Shaw to enlarge Cragside. In two phases of work between 1869 and 1882, they transformed the house into a northern Neuschwanstein. The result was described by the architect and writer Harry Stewart Goodhart Rendell as one of the most dramatic compositions in all architecture. Armstrong filled the house with a significant art collection. He and his wife were patrons of many 19th-century British artists. Cragside became an integral part of Armstrong's commercial operations, honored guests under Armstrong's roof, including the Shah of Persia, the King of Siam and two future prime ministers of Japan, were also customers for his commercial undertakings. Following Armstrong's death in 1900, his heirs struggled to maintain the house and estate. In 1910, the best of Armstrong's art collection was sold off, and by the 1970s, in an attempt to meet inheritance tax, plans were submitted for a large-scale residential development of the estate. In 1971, the National Trust asked the architectural historian Mark Gerard to compile a gazetteer of the most important Victorian houses in Britain which the Trust should seek to save should they ever be sold. Gerard placed Cragside at the top of the list. In 1977, the house was acquired by the Trust with the aid of a grant from the National Land Fund. A Grade I listed building since 1953, Cragside has been open to the public since 1979. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:28 UTC on Friday, February 9, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Cragside. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Sally. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.